One of our greatest sorrows comes from knowing some of our family members are not saved, at least not yet. We don't want one left behind if the rapture happens. We certainly grieve over a loved one who strayed away from the Lord, and maybe they were enticed or deceived by the world and now are prodigals. God knows our sadness and longing to see these members in heaven. So how do we deal with this agony? Jesus revealed God's heart toward those who return in the story of the prodigal. We must pray until prodigals see the results of their waywardness. We must pray until we see hearts tenderized to the gospel. We must pray until they are safely in the arms of our Lord. We seek God's word and pray according to his will, that none should perish, but all have eternal life. We pray until. Father God, you have given us the story of the prodigal to help us understand your compassionate heart to those who return to you. You also give us your word, and we are going to pray your word today on behalf of the ones in our lives that have strayed away from you and are prodigals, and who have yet to turn their lives over to you as Savior and Lord, who have yet to confess that you are Jesus the Christ, the Savior, and to repent of their sins. We thank you for your word that says that you, in Ezekiel 34:16, that you, God, will seek the lost and will bring back the strayed and will bind up the injured and will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong you will destroy, and you will feed them in justice. So we pray for our lost ones, our strayed ones, and we pray, God, that you will honor your word and bring them back, that you will seek them out. We pray, God, for friends to surround them with your word, that they would speak to them, that we would be persistent in prayer until we see a manifestation of a move in their lives. We pray the Holy Spirit tenderizes them, as you say in Ezekiel 36, that you will sprinkle clean water on them and they will be clean, that their filth will be washed away and they will no longer worship idols, that you will give them a new heart and put a new spirit within them, that you will take out their stony, stubborn hearts and give them a tender, responsive heart, and you will put your spirit in them so that they will follow your decrees and be careful to obey all your commandments. You also say in Jude to have mercy on those who doubt, saving others by snatching them out of the fire. To others show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Help us to snatch them out. Isaiah 43, you say, from eternity to eternity, you are God, and no one can snatch anyone out of your hand. No one can undo what you have done. That you give them eternal life, and they will never, for your Father has given them to you, and that you are more powerful than anyone else, and no one can snatch them from the Father's hand. We thank you, God, that you are going to bring them back. You are going to seek those that are lost, and that together we're going to keep praying and speaking to them and believing that there will be sent people into their lives who will continue to speak any influence in their life that's keeping them away from you, God. We ask that you would save those people, get rid of that influence if it's organic, and also that you would the people would get out of their lives and remove, so that the only influence surrounding them is that of you. Bring back to their minds songs from their childhood, children's stories, gospel messages that have been preached, and may that be the dreams that they have and the visions that they have of your love and also your judgment to keep them from going to hell. You know our hearts, God. We will pray until. We will persist, not because our persistence makes a difference, even though you give us the story of the woman who persisted with the judge. It's our faith in your capability to love them and help them come to know you. In Jesus' name, we claim them for Christ.